Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us! You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenants Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember, last time we read chapter 20, Gifts of the Spirit, March 8, 1831. Joseph Smith received many revelations that taught about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a spirit who helps Heavenly Father and Jesus. The Holy Ghost does not have a body of flesh and bones. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, God gives special gifts to members of the church. These are called gifts of the Spirit, or spiritual gifts. Each saint has at least one spiritual gift. Church members should learn about their gifts and use them to help each other. Jesus told Joseph Smith what some of these gifts are. Some saints are given the gift of knowing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They know He died for us. Other saints are given the gift to recognize and believe the true testimonies of other people about Jesus. Some saints are given the gift to be leaders. Some saints are given the gift to know the difference between righteous and wicked spirits. Righteous spirits are sent by God and make us feel good. Wicked spirits are sent by Satan and bring a bad feeling. Some saints are given the gift of wisdom. This gift helps them make good choices and properly use the knowledge Heavenly Father gives them. Some saints are given the gift of knowledge. Those who have this gift are to teach others and help them make wise choices. Some saints are given the gift of faith to be healed. Others are given the gift to heal sick people. The Holy Ghost gives some saints the gift to do miracles. Miracles show the power of God. Some saints are given the gift to speak languages they do not know. Some saints are given the gift of prophecy. This gift helps them know and understand things that have happened in the past, things that are happening now, and things that will happen in the future. Some saints are given many gifts. All saints should use their gifts to serve and bless others. The bishop can know what gifts each saint has. He knows who will be good teachers. He knows which saints love God and obey the commandments. Righteous saints should work and pray to be given the gifts they need. All of these gifts come from God.
Stay.
Today, we are reading in Chapter 21 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories. Children at home, please read along with us. A Revelation to Settle in Missouri, May to June 1831.
Joseph Smith had moved from New York to Kirtland, Ohio.
He asked the saints who were still living in New York to move to Ohio, and they obeyed him.
Jesus told Joseph that the saints in Ohio should share their land with the saints from New York.
Lehman Copley had a lot of land, and he promised to share it.
Some of the saints from New York moved onto the land, but Lehman Copley didn't keep his promise.
He decided he didn't want the saints from New York to have his land.
He made them move, and they had nowhere else to live.
Newell Knight was the leader of this group of saints.
He didn't know what to do, so he went to ask Joseph Smith for help.
Joseph prayed, and the Lord told him that this group of saints should go to Missouri.
Before these saints left Kirtland, a conference was held.
It lasted 3 days. The Lord gave some important revelations to Joseph Smith.
The Lord told Joseph to ordain the first high priest in the church.
High priests have the Melchizedek priesthood. Many leaders of the church were ordained high priests.
The Lord said some of the men should go on missions to Missouri. They were to preach the gospel on the way.
When the conference was over, the missionaries left for Missouri.
The Lord told Joseph that the next conference of the church would be held in Missouri.
He told Joseph and his friends to go there. Jesus promised to show them where to build the city of Zion.
Let's talk about it. Where did Joseph Smith ask the saints in New York to move to? Noah?
Ohio.
That's right. And what did Jesus tell Joseph the saints in Ohio should do to help the saints from New York? Carson?
Share their land.
Share their land. Who was Lehman Copley? Kynan.
Person who owned lots of land.
That's right. He owned lots of land. And what did Lehman Copley promise? Camille?
To share his land.
To share his land. Did Lehman keep his promise? Cameron?
No.
He did not. What happened to the saints who were on Lehman Copley's land? Morgan?
They moved and had nowhere to live.
Exactly. So who was Newell Knight? Carson?
He was the leader of the saints.
What did Newell Knight do to help the saints that had no place to live? Noah?
Yes, Joseph Smith for help.
That's right. Where did the Lord tell Joseph this group of saints should go? Kynan.
Missouri.
And what happened before the saints left for Missouri, Carson?
A conference was held.
That's right. How long did the conference last? Camille?
3 whole days.
3 whole days. And what revelations did the Lord give to Joseph at the conference? Cameron?
Some revelations about the priesthood.
That's right. What priesthood does a high priest hold? Morgan?
The Melchizedek priesthood.
Exactly. Where did the Lord send some men on missions? Noah?
Missouri.
Missouri. Where was the next conference of the church going to be held? Carson?
Missouri.
And what did Jesus promise he would show Joseph and his friends in Missouri? Cameron?
Where to build the city of Zion.
Exactly. You are listening to Scripture Stories. Today we have learned about the revelation to settle in Missouri. Let's continue now to Chapter 22. Saints begin to settle in Missouri, July to August 1831.
The prophet Joseph Smith, Sidney Rigdon, Edward Partridge, and others went to Missouri.
They were very happy to go because they wanted to learn more about building the city of Zion.
They went part of the way in a boat. When they got to Missouri, Joseph wanted to walk.
He knew the land in Missouri was sacred, and he wanted to see it.
Joseph and his friends walked about 300 miles across Missouri to Jackson County.
A few days after Joseph Smith and his friends arrived in Jackson County, the saints from New York arrived there.
The missionaries from Kirtland also arrived in Jackson County.
Joseph Smith and the Bishop Edward Partridge told the people what to do. Some were to buy land in Missouri.
Oliver Cowdery and William W. Phelps were to start schools. They were also to choose and write books for children to read in school.
Joseph wanted to know where the city of Zion should be built. He prayed to Heavenly Father, and his prayer was answered.
The Lord revealed that the city of Zion would be located in Jackson County, Missouri.
He also revealed that a temple would be built in Independence, a town in Jackson County.
Let's stop and talk about what we've read so far. Why was the prophet Joseph Smith and those he traveled with so happy to go to Missouri? Carson.
He was excited to find out where the city of Zion was to be built.
Right. And how did they travel to Missouri? Morgan?
By boat and walking.
That's right. Why did Joseph want to walk once they got to Missouri? Noah?
He knew that the place was sacred and he wanted to see it.
That's right. Carson?
It's a sacred land and he wanted to see it.
How many miles did Joseph and his friends walk across Missouri to Jackson County? Cameron?
300 miles.
300 miles. That's quite a long way, right? And what two groups of people arrived a few days after Joseph and his friends arrived? Camille?
The saints from New York and the missionaries.
Who arrived? Noah?
The saints from New York and the missionaries from Kirtland.
That's right. And what assignment did Joseph Smith give to Oliver Cowdery and William W. Phelps in Missouri? Cameron.
To start schools and to choose and write books for children.
Exactly. What did Joseph do to know where the city of Zion should be built? Carson?
He prayed.
He prayed. And how did the Lord answer Joseph? Kynan.
Through a vision.
Through a vision. What else did the Lord reveal would be built and where? Morgan.
He told Joseph where to build the city of Zion.
Carson.
The temple in Independence.
The temple in Independence. Let's keep reading to learn what else the Lord told Joseph in this important revelation.
The Lord also promised that those who keep his commandments and endure trials faithfully will be crowned with glory.
The Lord told the saints in Missouri that they should obey the laws of the land.
They should do many good things without being told.
The Lord also promised that when people repent, he will no longer remember their sins.
The Lord said that Sidney Rigdon should dedicate the land.
Sidney Rigdon asked the saints if they received the land with thankful hearts and if they promised to keep the commandments.
We do, they answered. Then Sidney Rigdon prayed and dedicated the land.
The next day, Joseph Smith, Oliver Cowdery, Sidney Rigdon, and other leaders held a meeting at a special place in Independence.
They read the scriptures and prayed. Then Joseph Smith dedicated the place for a building of a temple.
The next day, all the saints in Missouri went to a conference.
They were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they rejoiced.
Joseph told them that God would bless them if they were faithful.
What does the Lord promise those who keep his commandments and endure trials faithfully? Carson?
They will be blessed.
They will be blessed. And what does it mean to be crowned with glory? Cameron?
To live with Heavenly Father.
What else did the Lord tell the saints in Missouri? Morgan?
To obey the laws of the land.
Exactly. And what did the Lord promise to those who repent? Camille?
He said he would not remember their sins.
Who did the Lord say should dedicate the land? Noah?
Sidney Rigdon.
What is a dedication? Carson?
An introduction.
What is a dedication, Kynan?
A prayer.
That's right. A dedication is when the leaders of the church offer a special prayer and ask the Lord to accept and bless the land or a special building for the work of the Lord. When Sidney Rigdon dedicated land in Missouri, what did he ask the saints? Camille.
If they were thankful and if they would keep their commandments.
What did Joseph Smith dedicate the next day? Kynan?
Land for the temple.
Right. What did Joseph Smith, Oliver Cowdery, and Sidney Rigdon do before the dedication of a place for the temple? Cameron?
They prayed.
They prayed. The day after Joseph dedicated the place for the temple, all the saints went to a conference. What happened at the conference? Cameron?
They were filled with the Holy Ghost.
What did Joseph tell the saints at the conference? Noah?
God would bless them if they were faithful.
That's right. Let's continue reading to learn about another important revelation the Lord gave to Joseph.
A few days later, Jesus gave Joseph a revelation about the Sabbath day, or Sunday.
Jesus said Sunday is his holy day, and on Sunday we should do things to help us remember him.
We should rest from our work. We should go to church and take the sacrament.
We should repent of our sins. We should fast and pray. We should be thankful for all of our blessings.
Saints who do these things will have all the good things they need.
They will be happy, they will have peace, and they will receive eternal life.
Why is Sunday a special day? Cameron?
Because it is Heavenly Father's holy day.
That's right. And what things should we do on Sundays, Carson?
Fast and take the sacrament.
Fast and take the sacrament? What else could we do on Sundays? Noah?
Rest from work, go to church, and take the sacrament.
That's right. What are some of the things you and your family do to remember Jesus on Sunday, Camille?
We take the sacrament.
Okay. What do you do, Morgan?
I read my scriptures and sing primary songs.
That's great. What does Heavenly Father promise to those saints who do these things on Sunday? Morgan?
They will have all the good things they need.
That's right. What does Heavenly Father promise to those saints who do these things on Sunday? Cameron?
They will receive eternal life.
That's right. I know the Lord will bless and guide us as we have faith and keep the commandments, just like he did for the early saints of the church. I'm especially thankful for the commandment to keep the Sabbath day holy. As I've kept the Sabbath day, it has become a day of rest in which I am strengthened and a day when I feel peace and closer to the Lord. Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all he taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we read Chapter 23, The Doctrine and Covenants, August to November 1831. And Chapter 24, Parents Should Teach Their Children, November 1831. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need. The power that I get each time I read.
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Jesus said children should be baptized when they are 8 years old.
Parents are to teach their children the gospel before they are baptized.
Parents should teach their children about the gift of the Holy Ghost.
See you next week!